with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys, and we're talking everything Super Bowl, getting you ready for next weekend for the big game. Give you a little time to do some shopping. And, you know, we talked with Matt Smith from Pit Stop Catering. If you don't want to do the cooking, there's a great place to go and look him up. There's some cool stuff on his menu. But if you want to do it, there's several things that are my favorites when I get a group of people together. And Barbecue Bob, you've got one as well.
Yeah, and everybody's probably had somebody's version of a buffalo chicken dip.
Yep.
You know, and almost all of them are good, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've had hacks make them that I can't quit eating it. This one I made several years ago, and I stumbled across it this week in preparation for the show. But it's you can find it on Frank's Red Hot site. And, of course, we love Frank's Red Hot, and we love their sweet pepper sauce, and it just seems like a perfect company for grilling guys to be affiliated with, right? So this thing, and I'll post it on our website later on today. It calls for a couple cups of shredded chicken. Now, it says cooked chicken. And now you're a grilling guy. I don't care if it's cold or not. You're going to grill this, see?
Right. Yeah. Or you could smoke it if you preferred a little smokier flavor.
That's not a horrible idea.
That's right.
You've had worse.
Right. But a couple... This is a tongue twister. A couple cups of cooked chicken. Say that after
say
three beers,
we
right?
Rabbit.
Right. And but it's a couple cups of cooked chicken or smoked chicken diced up in an edible size, something that would go on a chip.
Network.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my point is, chicken breasts can be janky. You got to be careful with. Don't overcook them. Make sure you cook them enough. You know, all this stuff. But they're also. This recipe calls for shredding it, and I get it. That's what you want to do. The problem with what a lot of people do is they shred it, but they fail to chop it.
Right.
And you'll have some long stringy pieces that are 4 inches long, 3 inches
and
long.
Very messy.
Does not
to
go
eat.
On a cracker.
Right. Yep.
So you can go ahead and smoke it or grill it intact like that, but when you're done, rest it for at least a half an hour, because this does not need to be used warm. Rest it so... And personally, myself, I'm going to do a chicken breast, bone in, skin on, because that makes the best breast. I don't go for the bare naked.
Out,
I don't
right?
go for the bare naked ladies.
So the other piece of that is chicken thighs. Work with
yeah.
that. But if you get skinless, boneless chicken thighs on the smoker, those are a
I
great.
Those
that. Are a great piece of meat
I
to put on
that,
this as
but,
well.
But for this recipe, I've never made it with thighs, but I've probably I don't know. I
either way,
I really like to see that white meat. But I'm just saying, before you shred it, slice that thing into like 1-inch strips across the grain of the meat, so you don't hem those long hairy pieces.
Right. Yep.
Because you can't scoop that on a cracker. Then you've got some sour cream softened, some Frank's Red Hot Original.
Not sour cream, cream cheese.
I'm sorry.
Cream cheese.
My glasses on. Frank's Red Hot Original Cayenne Red Hot Pepper Sauce. It's so good. That's just Frank's Red Hot Sauce. And then some ranch dressing and some blue cheese. It's that simple.
Right.
Anybody, a chimp could make this.
Right. So it's ironic we're talking about this because... I've got our first grandchild coming at the end of March. Really excited about it. The baby shower is...
You're naming him Frank?
I didn't have anything to do with naming him, and they're not telling us what it is till we do know it's a boy. But till we see the little guy, we'll find out mom and dad are keeping a name secret. So it's up to them.
That's great.
Yep. So, but my point is the baby shower is today, and my wife and the bride have eaten my chicken dip, and they requested it for the baby shower today. So... You didn't know that, but I'm making it today as well after the show. So let me tell you the variation, because the one you did works great.
Yep.
I used two different things in mine, okay?
And I know what they are.
Well, first of all, I buy a buffalo sauce that's made by a company called Moore's,
yep.
M-O-O-R-E.
And that's good, too.
And it's a blue cheese buffalo sauce. So I use a skillet, a iron skillet, and I lay down the softened cream cheese, and then I lay down the diced chicken, and then I cover it with this Moores, right? And then I'll take fresh jalapenos and dice them up in little rings, okay? I core them to get the seeds out because it's people in the and try to get the membrane out. And but then I'll lay them on there to make it pretty in a little, you know, circular way on top of the skillet. And then I take a little more Kojak cheese and sprinkle it on the top of there so that I've got not only that cheese and then the blue cheese that was in the dressing.
But here's the thing you got to have with that dip. Celery.
Well,
I want some celery when I when I have chicken wings or buffalo dip.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's tradition in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's watery.
Yeah.
And it kind of quenches your thirst because that stuff's generally quite salty.
Yeah.
And pretty hot.
Yep.
So it's like taking a drink and you're getting to eat it.
Yeah. And my my wife likes those scoop chips.
I have yours, and that is good.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yep.
And I think that Moore's sauce is really like a combination of Frank's and blue cheese.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not too spicy, but it has some heat.
So if you can't find that, you go ahead and go on to Frank's Red Hot site and just download theirs. It's really easy. I think another really great thing, I mean, let's face it, Mexican food has taken over North America.
Oh, yeah.
Cause so we're going to talk about quesadillas, mini tacos, and taco pizzas because those are just things anybody can make. A quesadilla can be so easy if you have – everybody has an electric griddle.
Right.
You make pancakes for your kids, right?
Right.
You can use that to make a quesadilla if you don't have anything else. And get the big flour tortillas. Do up your chicken – ground beef, whatever you're going to do, taco meat, whatever you like using, roast beef, brisket is great. And then put lots of oil on that griddle because fat is flavor.
Right.
Get your big flour tortilla, throw it on there, and immediately cover it with cheddar cheese. And now put your, and before you even do any of that, you should have sauteed a few vegetables. I like, on quesadillas, I like red peppers. I like green peppers and, of course, a sweet onion and whatever you have that you think you like, right? So I'm going to then throw some veggies on. I'm going to then throw my taco meat or brisket or whatever on, half of it. I'm going to throw a little more cheese on for good luck, and that little bit for good luck is going to be a mozzarella or a Monterey Jack or maybe a provolone. And then I'm going to fold that baby over so it looks like a moon pie. Right?
Right.
It's going to be a half circle. And then I'm going to take my flipper and I'm going to flip it over on the other side so both sides get to meld in together. And you just keep producing those like that. And you have a cutting board next to you. You scoop them off. You put them on the cutting board. Let them rest for a couple of minutes. And get a giant pizza cutter or a big arced knife and make your slices so you don't destroy the thing. You don't want to do it when it's right off the grill. You want to let it cool just a touch so it'll meld or solidify somewhat. And then you sprinkle some spices or some cilantro on top. You can have, I take tajin, which is a Mexican sauce. I'm sorry, Mexican spice. And I'll mix that with sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be red.
Right.
And I'll put a dollop of that on top with a little bit of chopped lettuce and cilantro. And people look at it and they just want to dive into it. It just looks so good.
Right.
You got all those colors.
Right.
That's one of the cool things about Mexican food. A lot of colors.
Yeah. And you know, there's
kids eat them.
Everybody eats some sort of Mexican food because you're right. It's just so super popular. And I really enjoy it. It's easy to make, too. And there's a few variations if you want to. Some people use beans. Some people don't use beans. And you know, I'm not.
I like pinto beans, refried, frijoles they call them. And that is just another fantastic dip. Again, your cast iron skillet.
Yep.
You know, you can literally get a couple cans of Goya. Always use Goya pinto. They're best. And you can pour them in a saucepan. You can start heating it up, and you can take your potato masher mm-hmm. and just start mashing them in. Put in some olive oil, put in some garlic, a little bit of lemon, and some black pepper. They're going to be killer. Yep. Just killer.
Making your own, like, refried beans.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. And then you can, like, put them in a cast iron skillet when you get them heated up out of there, put them in a cast iron skillet, throw them in the oven to stay warm, and, oh, man, you're going to make everybody happy.
Right.
But then great. Having the right nacho chip is a big deal.
Yep, yep. And you've made you make your own. I've had those. They're really good out of flour tortillas or corn tortillas. All right, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Enjoy your Super Bowl, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
Yeah, thanks. See ya.